America tonight. This is Kate Blaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies, flyover states, anywhere you're listening to us, and perhaps outside of our borders. I know that we have a lot of people tuned in down under. A big shout out to Jack Alexander and his buddies. And also a big shout out to Sherry, John, and Todd, who have now been sending me a lot of emails listening to us in the UK. They said I do a terrible, terrible British accent, although there are many variations, so they want me to work on that. Anyway, the Brits might not be too concerned about what's happening with us as far as the debt ceiling is concerned, but all of you inside the borders should be concerned, because it will affect you in some way. And what that way is, I don't know at this point, because we don't know, one, if any plan will be adopted. It's not looking so. In the Senate, you have more Democrats, and they're all leaning toward what's being proposed by the Democrats, by Harry Reid, for one. And on the other side of things, in the House with Boehner, he's had a little trouble. He might not get all his votes. And in fact, because the Republican Party is splintered, and now the Tea Party is much bigger and more than just surviving, really thriving, and has a voice, the Tea Party, they're saying, oh, don't back down. If you don't cut spending, if they're not doing enough to cut spending, we don't want any kind of a deal here. And a lot of new faces on the Hill, a lot of freshmen in the House, were elected specifically on Tea Party kind of principles, you know, loosely enough. So it's interesting in trying to figure out what Americans really want to happen here. Not politicians, because the politicians, I think, honestly, want it to go away. Election year coming up, a presidential one, no less. I don't think they want to deal with it. I think they want it done. I think they want to put it away, want to move on past it. But for all of us, it might not be so easy to move past it. So do you believe it when they say we're not going to pay our bills and we don't do that, and how do we get here in the first place? I think most people are just upset. And you can tell by the people who have called America tonight. Most people are just upset that nothing was ever done while we were kept going in this direction. You know, at some point you have to turn around or do something different. And yeah, I get it that one president inherited it from another president and all that stuff, and ooh, look what happened, the bank's too big to fail, and the economy, and all of that. But those are just more excuses. We're done with excuses, I think. Done with excuses. And Washington now just seems like one big corporation. It really does. This two-party system is not working. And that's one thing, I don't know if that's been talked about very much, but if anything, you see a clear illustration here that it's that two parties is not working for us anymore. We need a third party. We need an alternative. You know, in some countries, like Sweden's a great example. I know it's smaller, I know it's different, all of that. But in voting, just in purely in the voting sense, you can vote blank. If you don't like your choices, you can still vote and it counts to blank. Can you imagine if we voted blank here? I'll vote blank for president. I would be curious to see what the tally would be. And then they go and get other candidates. Oh, well, no one liked these candidates, so let's go find some more. Because it's too big of a office for them to run for, so we're going to find somebody better. Right now, the corporation called the United States of America is just not working out for a lot of us. And it's about the blame game and this poisonous, toxic atmosphere in D.C. And what's happening to America? What's happening to the people who just want to be able to survive, raise their kids the best they can, hopefully get them educated, because who knows what it's going to cost. If you have a 4- or 5-year-old, Oh, I bet you just can't even go there. You can't even think about it. Because everything that gets reported and things that we know and we've had people on, the tuitions are just outrageous. Unless you're here illegally. I had to throw that in. So anyway, so the middle class supposedly is given enough. But then there's another bracket where they don't give anything. And then there's the conversation about businesses and closing up loopholes. Yet in closing up too many loopholes, you have to be careful because guess what? Small business is what the country was built on. And when you say small businesses, they're not all making a gazillion dollars. Some of them are entrepreneurs and they're barely surviving and they need certain loopholes or they couldn't afford to even keep the doors open. So there's a lot, I think there's a lot of confusion. There's serious maneuvering going on. It's all about politics. I think it's all about politics. And with Social Security, and this keeps getting mentioned, it's sort of a hands-off deal. Well, they look how badly they're screwing up this whole deficit thing and what to do with the debt ceiling and where's the plan and we don't even know the numbers. We can't add correctly. We can't figure it out. So for the Democrats, the basic rule is that they're trying to take care of the poor and the sick and the elderly and all of that, right? And not to touch Social Security. The Republicans are a little bit worried about touching Social Security, too. But Social Security is a very expensive program. It's a very expensive program that's still okay for now and okay for a while down the road. But if it gets pillaged and then the money's out and in don't match, you can see where it's headed. And we know what the real problem is one that we weave in the discussion here on the show, and I didn't mean to get on a soapbox right from the beginning. Too much government. Too much government. I'm right there with Tom Jefferson. I think states' rights are more important. I think you handle it in, I keep using the backyard analogy, you handle it in your own backyard. And keep big government out of it because they cannot get it straight. We can get it straight here on ATN. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to have a conversation with Harry Rinker. He's the guru of all things collectible. This is why you should call and you have to really jump on the phone lines so you get in time. But the number 800-259-5791. He has written like 20 some books. He had a schoolhouse full of collectible things, from toys to shot glasses to you name it. All of us, I think, collect something. I've said that a couple of different times. I don't care what it is, whether it's coins, guns, old paper money, stamps, something. I bet you collect something. If you're curious, you want to know what it's worth. Let's have a conversation next, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Said this heading into this segment here on America Tonight, that if you collect anything, the guru is with us now, and you are so lucky that you get a chance to talk to him, and you need to jump on those phone lines now and not after he leaves. So 800-259-5791. If you miss it this time around, remember, he'll be back in another 2 weeks. Also, you can send him a picture of your item, and you can tell him about it and say that you listened to him on America Tonight at HarryLRinker@AOL.com. If you send a picture of that, then it's in the mailbag, and the next time he comes on, we can talk about whatever that is. Earlier, we were talking about epitaphs, and if he had a gravestone, Harry Rinkers, I think, would say he saw, he collected, he conquered. Hey, Harry.
Actually, that's not true.
Well, I wouldn't say.
No, my tombstone is a picture of my license plate, and it says, "His license plate set it all."
Really? So you already have it set? You're ready to do? You have it set in stone, as they say.
Indeed.
I love that.
Well, you know, great. I like to haunt graveyards only because that. Every once in a while, you find some individual or individuals within the graveyard that are kind of characters, and I have certainly been a bit of a character all my life, and I have a license plate. Do you have a pencil and paper handy here?
I do.
Okay. My license plate is in honor of my first two wives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's six letters.
Mm-hmm.
N-O-I-T-A-L.
I-P?
No, N-O-I-T-A-L. There you are.
I get it.
Well, actually, you have to understand, my first wife was Italian, so one interpretation could be no Italians. Right?
Oh, that's clever.
But there's a second interpretation, which you've got, right?
Yes.
Fortunately, when I got my license plate in Pennsylvania, you can only have six letters on your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I got to Michigan, you could have seven. So I was sore tempted to put an F in front of it, but I decided not to.
Oh, that's why we like you. You are a character, definitely. There is no question about
it's kind of fun. You know, in the antics and collectibles trade, It's the characters who remember, who are remembered, actually, over time. I mean, one wonders what one's legacy is sometimes in this trade. But the whole point of the matter is that it's kind of fun for me and what have you. By the way, one of the since we always look for some fun things to talk about, had an interesting thing happen on What You Got this past weekend. You know, my show here on Genesis Communications Network. Got a call from a guy who had a stash of gold coins from the American gold coins from the gold coin era. He had a couple of $20 gold pieces, I think two $10 gold pieces, and a $5 gold piece. And he said, look, what kind of value do these have? Well, you know, I usually am right on top of the melt value of coins and so forth because, you know, a lot of coins like the old silver coins and so forth are being melted down. And unless you have a gradable coin, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. Coins are graded on a scale of 1 to 75. And the minute the coin gets into pocket change, it's usually banged up and roughed up. And even though it may look good to the naked eye, if you put a loop on it, you can see the damage. But anyway, gold coins were not heavily circulated. I mean, they were gotten and often put away. But even so, if they were in the pocket change for a while, they're kind of banged up. They're not quite gradable. And so what happens is they're sold for melt. So the guy says to me, you know, what do I have? And I thought, well, you know, I remembered back when $20 gold coins were being melted for $500 to $600 a piece or so forth. So, you know, I kind of gave out some conserved numbers. You know, I get this blistering email back from one of my listeners and said, Harry, double check this because you'll be shocked what coins are melting for today. The average melt price for a $20 gold piece today is about $1,200.
Wow, you're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not, and this is why I thought. I mean, I, Mr. Know-It-All, was staggered by this. So you know, just if you have old gold coins, you know, from the gold coin era, and what we're talking about is the gold coins from 1880 forward. Because if you have gold coins prior to 1880, you got to check them out in the coin book. They may have more collectible worth than melt worth, but the standard melt value for a $20 gold piece is about $1,250 to $1,300. The average melt price for a $10 gold piece is about $650 to $750, and the standard gold price melt price for a $5 gold piece is about $350. Well, you know, I told the guy I thought he had a couple thousand dollars worth. He had about $6,000 or $7,000 worth of gold coins out there. And then we got sidetracked. We got talking about melt silver. Now, I was around when the Hunts ran silver to the tune of, was it $50 an ounce or something, or over $50 an ounce when the Hunts tried to corner the silver market. I mean, this is how old you are on this kind of thing. But, you know, today I've been telling people the standard melt value is 15 to 18 times face. So that means, you know, a silver dollar is worth $15 to $18. Guy called in and said, I saw somebody paying $26 times face for melt. Now, I think that must have been some kind of a gimmick because that number is way too high. But, you know, today I think you almost have to look at $18 to $20 or 18 to 20 times face. So it's an interesting market out there. Of course, I don't know how much of this is being triggered right now by the current debt business going on because a lot of people are running to the precious metals for the moment anyway,
right,
as some kind of protection. But even so, I mean, those numbers took me back. I mean, I've been moving, you know, the stuff from Pennsylvania out here to Michigan, and I have a box of old coins, and I know there's a couple of gold pieces in there.
Ooh.
I was nonchalant about them, but man, I'm digging them out now.
Give me those coins. Yeah, no kidding, boy. That's the best thing that that we found out here. That's crazy. $1,200 the average gold coin.
Well, what happened was, you know, we would used to see a lot of old gold pieces that had a hole drilled in them. You know, there was back when gold wasn't so high, a lot of people took those old coins and drilled a hole in them and put them on women's charm bracelets. Now today, what would happen if you had a gold coin and you were going to make a necklace out of it or put it in a bracelet? There's a mount, a circular mount you could slip the coin into so you don't damage it.
Right.
That, But in the old days, they would drill holes in them, and we would tell them, worthless, worthless. Well, you know what? Get a $20 gold piece with a hole in it. Yeah, right. Maybe worth only $1,000.
Yeah, I'll take it. Exactly,
yeah,
I'll take
it. Exactly right, man. Hey, don't throw that out.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I have a quick question here. We do a chat on Pal Talk. If you go to the website, you can see it. And Jack Alexander in Australia said to ask you, is there a market in collecting military challenge coins? What are military challenge coins? I never heard of them.
Yeah, got me.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that is.
I just made a note, Kate, to look it up. You know, this is one of the wonderful things about the internet. It's all global now. and you know, different countries have different traditions.
Yeah.
And look,
he's Australia.
I've got a lot of good friends down in Australia, and I've been down to Australia, a great collecting country down there. As a matter of fact, my good friend is Alan Carter, who does the big Carter Price Guides down there. I really, really love Australia. Any kind of coin or metal is highly collectible. I mean, there's an organization called TAMS, the Token and Metal Society, out there that has people that collect every kind of coin imaginable. Now you say, well, what kind of coins are there? Well, there were tokens. You know, the subway tokens would probably be something most people would remember. But there were trolley tokens and so forth. There was, during the Civil War, a shortage in coinage, and local people issued what they called Civil War tokens, where merchants gave out tokens as small change, redeemable at their store with their store name on it. Then there were hard time tokens that were issued during some of the financial panics in the country over time. Who knows what we're going to get in the next 2 weeks? But anyway, but there's all kinds of strange things out there, and it's always amazing. Probably one of the big trends in the antiques and collectibles trade right now we've hit on, and that is that we used to say, oh, well, there were 500 categories in the antiques and collectibles trade, and we used to say 1,000. When eBay's collectible division went under, there were 30,000.
Ooh, 30,000. Hey, Harry, can you hang on for a few minutes? Because we've got Travis waiting in the wings.
Let's tell Travis to hang in there on the line, and we'll talk to him right after the break.
All right, coming back with Harry Rinker next on America Tonight.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
America tonight. We're hanging out with Harry Rinker, who's going to have a headstone that says know-it-all on it. He has a license plate that reads that. I guarantee a lot of people do a double take. If you want to talk to Harry about your stuff everybody collects, please give us a call, 800-259-5791, because we're in bonus time, baby. The man agreed to hang around. So let's go to Travis in Washington. Hey, Travis.
Hey, hi, Travis. What you got?
My question is, I have a Benjamin Franklin silver, it's like a silver, half-silver dollar.
Yeah.
I was just curious on what's the main thing about, like, that people are mostly collecting and looking for?
Well, first of all, if you have a Franklin half, chances are, and it's out of the out of somebody's pocket, out of what we call pocket change, as long as it's not clad, and of course it won't be clad because the clad coins didn't start until the Kennedy era, until the Kennedy half. So Franklin half is going to be silver. Now it's not ingot silver. But the point is that it's going to be worth probably 20 times, well, let's just say conservatively 18 times face. So what you're talking about is $9 in terms of melt value, and that's probably how it's going to get sold. Now, you can go down to a library, and every library in America is going to have books on coin values. But again, what people have to understand, if they look up a coin by the date and by the mint mark on the back, you also have to look it up by the way it's gradable, you know, what's the status. And usually in the front of a coin book, they'll have pictures of coins at various degrees of grading, and you can do it that way. But my guess is that you have a melt half dollar, because most Franklin halves are bought for melt, and you've got about $9.
All right, Travis, $9 if you do that. That's interesting.
Yeah, but if you have a whole pile of them, it can add up pretty quick.
Oh, of course, and a lot of times that's what happens. Thanks, Travis, that where somebody has a pile of coins.
Yeah, well, what happens is that, you know, when you get a bunch of old coins, you know, someone passes away. What you have to do to handle them is really very simple. First, you separate all the potential silver coins from the pennies and the nickels. Now, theoretically, if you have pre-1972 pennies, you're going to love this one. They're worth more than a penny for the copper that's in them. But the government got pretty fussy and passed a huge anti-don't melt the pennies law. And so most coin dealers will shy away from those, even though technically it's illegal to melt any U.S. coins. The thing is that, well, people say, well, if I sell them for melt, then I can get arrested. No, you can't, because you're not being melted. You're not the melter guy. No, seriously.
It's the guy.
The guys that are going to melt it are the ones that take them to smelter to have them melted. So, you know, if you sell coins for melt, you're safe. Nor are we advocating, Kate, that somebody put a pot on the stove and start melting coins. Bad move.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, yeah, I got
not the most clever approach.
Oh yeah, I agree. I got an email too that I've had. I've had it for a couple of weeks actually, and it's from Kathleen Goldstein. And she asked this. She says, "Kate, when the collector guy comes back on,
that
would be you.
Just the collector guy.
The collector guy. When the collector guy comes back on, I'm really curious. This might sound funny, but I have a bunch of diamonds, and somebody told me diamonds are marked up 1,000%. Is that correct? How can you get an accurate reading on a diamond's worth?"
Well, you know what? I'm not sure they're marked up that high, but they're certainly marked up 500 to 700%. Yeah, I, well, you know the famous phrase, diamonds are forever?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that phrase?
Yeah.
I always tell people the reason the diamond industry has that is so you never discover what they're worth if you try to sell them.
Of course, because you'd faint.
Well, you would faint. The diamond market, as you well know, is controlled, very controlled. The amount of supply in the marketplace is controlled. The amount of diamonds in the marketplace is highly controlled. And, you know, let's suppose for whatever reason you had a 3-carat diamond ring and you needed to sell it in these tough times. Now, today, if you go out to buy a 3-carat diamond ring, and buying diamonds is extremely tricky because there's all kinds of issues about how they're graded, clarity, color. I mean, there's a whole series of things. But let's assume that it's a fairly decent diamond. And today, you buy a 3-carat ring for a young lady, you're going to pay $12,000, $15,000, $18,000. Well, realistically, on my market, you can buy them for $3,000 to $4,000. So, you know, that's quarter of what the market value is. That's one of the things when you're buying diamonds, you might as well buy them in the antique sector because what we sell them for is there. Now that's very interesting. We used to tell people that the way we dealt with antique jewelry was it was 30% of retail. So if a piece retailed for $1,000, it was $300 in my market. Again, because of some of the developments in metals and so forth, that number's gone up. And jewelry dealers today in the antique sector are running these markets, and I've seen stuff priced at 50% of market, 60% of market. Probably the biggest thing that's gotten people shocked is, you know, you get a wedding band, or not a wedding band, but you get a wedding. I don't know. I've been married so many times. Sorry to say that. If you get a wedding ring and it has a 14K band on it, you know, we used to dismiss the value of the band, but you can't do that again with the gold market. But the ones to find are the platinum bands. I mean, platinum is, you know, platinum makes gold look cheap. And so, you know, we used to, again, get the platinum rings and not think a lot about the melt value because you think, how much weight is there in a ring band? But, wow, there can be hundreds of dollars in those bands these days, and a platinum band, it could be $500, $600, $700 just of the band itself.
Yeah,
platinum. Everybody talks about gold and silver, right?
Right.
You're not sitting by a computer, are you? Look up the melt value per ounce of platinum.
And that's got to be pretty high.
Buy an ounce of, man, we get our good friend Ted Anderson there to start selling platinum here soon.
No kidding. It's funny you say that about platinum. My husband has a platinum ring, wedding ring.
Don't bury him with it.
That's exactly what my father would say. My father says, don't bury anyone with their stuff. That's right. Because somebody will, isn't that sad to say that? That somebody would dig it up?
Well,
that's awful.
You know, hey, when the term grave robber wasn't mean they were looking for the bodies.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Harry, I want to remind everyone again so that they take advantage of the mailbag. I've been pumping that out there, but tell us how they can get to you.
Look, the thing about it is that I have a mailbag feature on my show, which you got every Sunday morning, and we have one for America Tonight, too. And if you have an antique collectible, family heirloom, or something around the house, and you'd like me to talk about it here on America Tonight, what we need you to do is the following. You can send me an email about it. My email address is Harry L. Rinker. It's my full name with my middle initial, HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, we need several things. First of all, we need you to start the email, I listen to America Tonight, and, of course, we'd love to know what radio station you're listening to. If you could put that in as well, that is helpful. I need you to be as descriptive as possible about the object. The more information you give me, the better. Size, markings, how you acquire it. The biggest help of all are some pictures. Now, try to get them in focus. I wear trifocals, gang, and I need all the help I can get. But with that, by emailing me your question, I can do some research work in advance and maybe even have a better answer than here off the top of my head.
Yeah. All right. Very good. What did you say, platinum? We were saying what's the melt value for platinum?
Yeah. Did you look it up?
I'm going to look it up. How much was it?
Oh, I think it's in the 4,000 to 5,000 range.
I've got...
Per ounce.
Per ounce. That's what I'm looking at.
Ounce of platinum. Yeah, you have to... You talk to those lads at Genesis. They know all about that stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, and it's 42 is what I have.
4,200?
Yeah, 4,200.
Yeah, well, with gold at 1,600, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe I need to take that ring.
That's right. Hey, listen, if I have a cheap silver substitute when he's sleeping one night, switch it, he'll never know.
He wouldn't know. He lost the first one, so this was a replacement.
Not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Harry, always fun to chat with you. This was terrific, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Hey, take care, Kate.
All right, you too. So how about that? Interesting, with the melt value, as Harry was saying, in talking about, platinum, too. Who knew? It makes sense if you're looking at what's going on with metals, and you see where gold is, and gold just keeps on ticking. 1614 right now, 1614 an ounce is what I just saw it out at today. I thought it was going to hit 17 by the end of the year, and it certainly could do much better than that. Wow. I know I always say this, but can you imagine if you had made a bet on gold and you had a little bit of money? You didn't even have to have a lot of money. You had a little bit of money where you could just sit on it, and you sat on it and got it for, you know, $400 or $500. That could be a pretty nice return for people who were able to do that. And even if you wound the clock back to a year ago, you still would be looking, I want to say it was about just a little over 1,000, not even. So you still would have been looking at pretty significant gains. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to go to odds and ends and your emails. Stick with us.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Yeah, here on America Tonight, we need to break up the monotony of the debt ceiling conversation, because it's the same old, same old. Any insights that I can give you and any information that I've gleaned from sources, there's nothing new. There's nothing new. Even some of the top people that I would rely on for info say they can't even pinpoint what's happening. That it's chaotic, frankly, in D.C. And there are people protesting all over the place, and there are these votes that are set to take place in the House on Speaker Boehner's plan, which probably might not go because he doesn't really have enough people to vote his way. And there are a lot of Tea Party activists that are on the steps of the Capitol, and they're saying, keep holding that line. We need to cut spending, so don't give in. You know, stay the line, stay the course, that kind of stuff. And then the Democrats have their own proposals floating around in the Senate. It's a stalemate. It's the same old, same old, same old thing that we have been talking about ad nauseum for months now. For months. So let's switch and talk about something else here on Odds and Ends, and then we're going to go to your emails. I saw an interesting story today about a town in South Dakota that's for sale. And you don't even have to pay $1 million for it. $799,000 is what they're asking. It's about 50 miles east of Rapid City, South Dakota, 46 acres. Apparently, it's got to be run down, right? It's got a saloon, has a train depot and a jail, and just a handful of people even live in this place. The property is posted on a thing called buyscenicsd.com. And there's videos and whatnot. And if you go there, and I looked, you have cow skulls, it seems like, almost everywhere, but particularly at the Longhorn Saloon. And I bet in its heyday, it probably was a stopping point somewhere. But now the population isn't there. And the interesting thing is, almost everybody, I guess, in this town is related to Twyla Merlin. And she can't keep up the place, so they decided to put it up for sale. And you probably rename the town, I guess. That could be kind of cool. Buy the town, rename it, but then you have to live in South Dakota, which, no offense to the people in South Dakota, I'm sure there are beautiful places there, but you'd be in a really desolate place that would have to be fixed, and you would have to fix it up. Of course, if you had a little bit of money and you had a wild idea, and you are outside of Rapid City, so maybe it's not that far-fetched, but then there's the winters that you'd have to deal with. Ooh, yeah. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies. Whoops. I don't think that was in the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh. There he is. That Homer, always trying to upstage me, I'm telling you. He's trying to bury me. So, I love Homer, too. He's my favorite. He says the mail's in, the mail is in. And here we go. This is from John, who says, Kate, have you been following what's going on in the NFL? Crazy. Finally, a deal is done. But that's not what this note is about. How are they going to get everything in place with the free agents and with the rookies and training camps and all of that? Well, that's a good answer. And it's chaos. That's what it is, because now you've got free agents, you've got draft picks, and they're able to sign them. So you have some veterans who are getting cut and who are looking for, because of salary cap, some of them, and they're looking for jobs. The Dallas Cowboys cut four big names. They cut an offensive lineman. His name is Leonard Davis. Marion Barber, some of you might know that name because he got a lot of tube time. He was a running back for the Cowboys, I say was, because he's gone. He's not going to be re-signed. And there were a couple of other players, too, who didn't make the cut. And because of the salary cap, a lot of that has to do with the salary cap. So, yes, you are absolutely correct. It's a mad, mad, mad world of football. And they're going to get in the preseason games, apparently. Those games aren't going to be scrubbed. And all the players had to report to camp. Most of them should be in camp right now. And I'm sure those walkthroughs and practices have been set up because they don't have a lot of time to mess around with it. Let's go to this one. This is from Jane listening to us in Iowa. Hello, Kate Delaney. I enjoy listening to America Tonight. Boy, you were rough on Casey Anthony. At first, I didn't like how you were kind of beating her up the few times I heard you talk about her. But I have to say, I think she's guilty as sin. That's just my personal opinion. In our justice system, she was found not guilty of the serious crimes of killing her daughter, as you were quick to point out. However, she's got to live with what happened in her head for the rest of her life. You could tell by the way the parents reacted. There is no closeness in this family, especially now. And I bet they don't even speak after this. The rumor is they aren't speaking, and who knows where she is. And the big thing now with Casey Anthony, and I mentioned this before, is that her lawyers are looking for at least $1.5 million from a TV network so that she'll do an interview for that amount of money. The networks are saying there is no bidding war. They're denying that, but of course they're going to deny that because they don't want to be thought of as checkbook journalists that they pay money to interview somebody and they're willing to get in a bidding war. But there is some thought that that does happen. ABC did a six-figure deal for home movies from J.C. Dugard, who was in, remember, she was held prisoner for 18 years, a sick story. in California. So they paid the money for that. That's kind of how they get around it. And they do want the footage. They do want the private, personal stuff, but they can write a check for a big amount. And Casey Anthony was also somebody who got paid for her video and photographs of her child in 2008. She got $200,000 from ABC. Here's the thing. Clearly, because of how huge this case became, I mean, seriously, you could be a turtle and you could put your head in a shell and not say that you heard anything about it, but it was everywhere. There's no doubt about that. In every paper, every, I don't care where you live, big town, small town, huge city, small area, it doesn't matter. So because of the interest, the poker is red hot right now. And if a network did pick it up and they did do an interview with her, they would certainly, I hate to say, but they would definitely get blowout ratings. So then what would they charge the advertiser? Something big, and they would be able to pay for that $1.5 million. And I don't think people would boycott it. You know, somebody said to me, well, then, you know, everybody could just boycott it because that's wrong. And it's great to say that and stand on those principles, but people are too curious. We are a nation of rubber neckers. You know what that means. And so Casey Anthony, whether she's grilled, she's asked about whatever, she denies everything, well, it doesn't matter. People would watch because they want to hear her talk, especially since she didn't take the stand. In her entire case, she didn't take the stand. So now it would be what she has to say about the situation, about jail, about being accused, about being recused, all that stuff. There would be too much fascination. And the money for the network that ponies up the money, that would be a drop in the bucket because they would make that money back. Sad to say, they would make that money back, but they would. Absolutely. All right, just like some of those emails I read, you might get yours read on the air, but certainly you can share your thoughts. That's always welcome here. Go to AmericaTonight.net, the website. Click on the email and bada bing, in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in.